Well, you need to get in a pretty tall satellite perch to figure out how to contemplate a 2,000-mile storm, which has covered much of the country in snow and freezing rain overnight and today.
Definitely,
and
close, a wide-angle lens
indeed.
Needed.
Close to ground zero in that storm is the Chicagoland area, and about an hour southwest of Chicago, Tyler Capinas is stuck at the Burkett Superfood Store. Tyler, are you looking outside now?
Yes, I am.
Any chance you could get home tonight or this morning?
Well, it's still snowing out there right now, not too bad, but there's about 4 foot drift. Door roads are blown over, so as of right now, roads are still in no drivable conditions.
And you've been stuck at the store for how long?
Since about between 3 to 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time yesterday afternoon.
Now, you're 18 years old. I mean, that's not the wisest old age that we know of. But have you ever seen anything like this?
Not my time yet. I've heard stories back from the late 60s and the 70s of record-breaking storms, but nothing of this caliber in my generation.
Well, stay on the line. Tyler Capinas is a grocery stocker there at Burkett Superfoods, trapped in that store near Kankakee, Illinois, where he listens to The Takeaway on WKCC. Bruce Sullivan joins us. He's a senior meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Camp Springs, Maryland. Bruce, you can see those satellite pictures. I mean, how big is this storm?
Well, it's a pretty large storm. Right now, the main impact is still over the Midwest, but it looks like the activity is gradually shifting in toward the east, and we'll see that trend continue through the morning and early afternoon as the snows continue to wind down across parts of the Midwest, including areas like Chicago, while they continue across the New England area. And even that area, it looks like things will move out pretty quick later this afternoon and this evening.
And to consider the view that on Thursday we're all going to get when the sun comes out, I'm noticing in the reports that 250 miles of Interstate 70 are closed in Missouri. I've never heard of such a thing. That's across the entire state from Kansas City to St. Louis. What's going on in Missouri, Bruce?
Well, right now the snow has ended across the state, but still lots of winds. We got winds gusting as high as 30 miles an hour, and with all the snow that's fallen across the area, it's continuing to cause major drifting across the state. The high winds, the existing snow, and the very cold wind chills, it's making it very dangerous for anyone to be outside.
And officials of the National Weather Service and even FEMA have weighed in and said this is a scary storm. What exactly is scary about it, Bruce Sullivan?
Well, you certainly don't want to be caught outside in it because when you get the type of snows that we did have with it, with visibilities down to around zero, snow can quickly accumulate and cause, if you're out driving in this, you could be stranded very rapidly.
Like Tyler Capinas. Tyler, did this storm scare you in its severity at all?
Well, I didn't expect it to be this strong. I figured that maybe there's just going to be some drifting over the road, just drive slow on the way home. But nothing, I didn't expect anything like this, no.
And are you listening to the radio? What are you doing there in the Burkett Superfood Store where you've been stuck since 3 p.m. yesterday?
Well, just really anything passing the time, just playing like card games, paper football, trying to get some sleep, but not much of that going on. Just really anything to occupy the time, just to get through the night.
Where do you sleep, in the cereal aisle or closer to produce?
Produce would be too cold.
Well, probably closer to the cereal aisle.
Yeah. Lee House is joining us. He's the Hauptmann, or president, we call him, of the Grostati Lodge from Groundhog Lodge No. 6 in Monroe County, Pennsylvania, where, of course, it is Groundhog's Day all over the world. Lee, it seems like Mother Nature with this storm really is kind of fed up with your adorable little groundhog ritual.
Yeah, it caught us all by surprise. Matter of fact, we have about a foot of snow up here in Monroe County and ice, and we had to dig a hole to get the groundhog out so he could emerge from his hole, and we finally got him out.
And, when there's a foot of snow on the ground, Lee House, who cares what a groundhog says about the future of winter?
Well, us Pennsylvania Dutchmen kind of rely on the weather prognostication. We've been doing it for centuries. The groundhog gives us the straight scoop.
And what's the scoop this year?
Well, he did not see his shadow. that means spring is around the corner. Of course, it'll be at least 6 weeks away.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Well, let's take that scoop directly to Bruce Sullivan, senior meteorologist for the National Weather Service. Now, I don't want to drag you down into quasi science here, Bruce. But you got any hope for us praying for spring here in the Midwest, the Northeast, where this winter has been so tough?
Well, I promise you, it'll gradually get warmer, especially as we get into March and April. Every year, spring starts around the 20th of March. So no matter what the groundhog says, we will have spring at some point. We just got to get through February and the early part of March for most people.
And very quickly, is this storm related to this high-pressure system over Iceland that seems to affect our winter weather? When the high pressure is high in Iceland, the storms go one way. When it's low in Iceland, it goes another way?
Well, that affected the storm track mainly in December and parts of January. The pattern did shift quite a bit. The storm track actually shifted such that it's bringing low pressure a little bit further westward. So the areas that were impacted earlier, say around New York City and the Northeast, they now have a threat more of like what we just saw with
really?
The chance of snow and going over to freezing rain and rain. So
we may have a few more storms. Bruce Sullivan, senior meteorologist for the National Weather Service. We'll let you get back to work. Thanks, Bruce. Tyler, you going to get home anytime soon?
Hope to.
Tyler Kapanis, his car's parked there in the parking lot of Burkett Superfoods. He's been stuck at work since 3 p.m. yesterday. Takeaway listener on WKCC in Kankakee, Illinois. Lee House, some hopeful words on the way out in the last few seconds.
Yeah, the groundhog did say that we're going to have some more snow and ice storms over the next 6 weeks, but it'll gradually warm up. So we just keep the snow shovel handy and a lot of salt.
Lee House, thanks so much.
Keep a lot of wood in the wood chest and applejack.
We'll do it. Lee House from Groundhog Lodge number 6 in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. There's your weather.